You observed defendant Brady quite a bit since July the 19th, Captain?
Yes, sir, I have.
Is he alert to you?
Sir.
Does he appear to be alert to you?
Yes, sir, he does.
Danny says in here he's nervous and distraught and upset. Do you appear that way to you, Captain?
No, sir, he does not.
He's got this motion here that he can't sleep up at. What do you know about that, Captain?
The report I have from my office, we checked on the 28th of August to the 26th of September, and he slept 256 hours during this 30-day period. This will average out approximately 8.5 hours or 24 hours.
You get that much sleep, Captain?
No, sir, I don't.
Nervous and upset to eat, is he, Captain?
No, sir, his appetite is good.
How many meals he get a day up there, Captain?
Three meals a day.
Does he have access to other food?
Yes, he can buy anything from our commissary that other prisoners in jail can buy.
Does he avail himself of that?
Yes, sir, he does.
A few times or many times?
Generally, two times a day.
You get that much sleep, Captain?
No, sir, I don't.
All right. Not too nervous and upset to eat, is he, Captain?
No, sir, his appetite is good.
How many meals do you get a day up there, Captain?
Three meals a day.
Does he have access to other food?
Yes, he can buy anything from our commissary that other prisoners in jail can buy.
Does he avail himself of that?
Yes, sir, he does.
A few times or many times?
Generally, two times a day. I would estimate it approximately, he probably spends about $20 a month for commissary items.
Like what does that consist of, please?
Well, this would be sandwiches, milk, orange juice, things of this nature.
All right. Captain McCain says in this motion here that you got high-powered lights on the defendant raid. You know anything about any high-powered lights up there?
We have lights. I wouldn't consider them high-powered.
Tell the court what kind of lights you have up there, if you will, Captain Smith.
Inside the block itself, there are 889-watt bulbs. And these are located in the inspection quarter outside of A block. And these bulbs are yours.
Let me stop you. That's not in the cell with them.
You know, so this is outside in the inspection quarter, which would be your cell. You have your cell, let's say, on your south side of the block. And then you have an exercise area. And then on the outside of the exercise area, on the north side, you have an inspection quarter about 3 feet wide. And these are where your bulbs are located.
What would be the length of that? Could you tell us?
The width.
Yes.
For those cells, I would estimate probably about, say, 10 to 12 feet, something like that.
How many lights do you have in that area?
There are 8 lights in there.
What why is that? How you refer?
189-watt bulb in these. These lights are your regular light bulbs, and they are inside. They're encased in a globe, a safety-type globe with a metal guard over it. These are also for security reasons.
What reasons specifically?
The lights in other parts of the jail, some of them are fluorescent tubing. And I understand that this fluorescent tubing, that if you break it, that this is a poisonous gas inside this tube, and it can cause harm to a person.
In other words, the lights that were up there were fluorescent. It could be snatched out. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Now they're encased. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Do you make any kind of test as to how strong that light is, Captain Smith?
Yes, sir, I did. I took a light meter and went inside the block and made some readings. And this light meter reads in foot candles And I made the readings inside the block itself, and it registered 9. Inside the cell, if you point the meter towards the far wall away from the lights, it registers 6. And then towards the ceiling would be 4. I came down in this courtroom with the same light meter up. For comparison, it read 5 in here.
5 in the courtroom?
Yes, sir. And I also went out in the back alley behind the jail, which was on a cloudy, overcast day. And at 11:45 p.m., I read 65. I went to John Gaston Hospital in one of our security rooms after where the prisoners are taken when they're sick, and we made some readings over the bed at the John Gaston with the meter pointing towards the window, which was made at 12:15 p.m., still on the overcast day. I got a reading of 37.
37.
And in the center of the room was 5. I also went over one of the other blocks on the third floor in the jail, and I got a reading of 14.
14?
Yes, sir.
And as I understand, in the block where he is, 9.
Yes, sir.
Where the other prisoners are is 14. Is that correct?
Yes.
But then I'm to infer from that that the lights in the other block are stronger than in the block that he's in.
That's correct.
You don't know anything about half-powered lights up here, then, do you, Captain?
No.
All right, now, Captain, I believe you've said that you've been there when Mr. Haynes has conferred with Ray. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Have you interfered in any way with his right to confer with Ray?
No, sir, I have not.
Has any of your men interfered with him?
No, sir, my officers are instructed that when Mr. Haynes enters that block, that they are to go to the other end as far away from him as possible. And this is approximately 27 feet from where he sits at the table to where my officers are. Now, our regular prisoners and the other attorneys that come in here to visit other prisoners in the jail are out in the lobby, which is they have a room built, they call an attorney's, it's kind of a little holding cell, and the prisoners put in there, and the attorney sits on the outside of a screen. And this is only approximately 12 and a half feet from the man on the floor. So actually, Mr. Haynes is over twice as far from my officers at the regular attorney are the other prisoners.
I see. You allowed him to freely communicate to Captain Smith?
Yes, sir. Stay as long as he likes. The only thing we asked him was to be out of the time we locked the prisoner up at night, and on visiting days, we would prefer to come some other time rather than our visiting days for security reasons. He's been very cooperative about this.
I assume you've been nice to him, Captain Smith. He ever made any complaints to you about anything up there, Captain Smith?
No, it's none of my knowledge. I don't remember anything he made.
And you're in charge of the detail, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
May I ask you, Captain Smith, you sent to the defendant Ray's mail?
Yes, sir, I do.
Mail coming from Ray going out to Reed, is that correct, Captain?
That's correct.
Mail coming into Ray, you read it, is
yes,
that correct,
Captain? Yes, sir, I do.
If you have been present when the defendant Ray has passed written material to his attorney, Mr. Haynes?
Yes, sir, I have.
Have you read that?
On the notes that Ray gives to Mr. Haynes, we did not censor any of these notes. And an incident occurred where a remark was made by Ray that he had drew a sketch of A block. And of course, we got the sketch. It was not of A block. And from then, since this time forward, we have looked through all the notes that Mr. Haynes has brought out for any sketches or diagrams that might be a violation of our security.
And as I understand, you just look at the material, but you don't read it. Is that correct,
Captain? That's correct. That's correct on the notes.
Have you sent in any notes that Mr. Haynes has made when he was confirmed with Ray?
We look through them. We do not read them.
Do not read them. Don't indulge me for a second. Michelle made any complaints to you about any treatment up there, Captain Smith?
No, she has not.
Can you tell the court whether he's changed any since he first saw him on July the 19th?
I can't tell any great change in him. He seems a little more relaxed now than when he first came in here. I think it seemed like he didn't know what to expect when he first came in, and to me, he seemed more relaxed. And maybe I would say that he appeared to have gained a little weight.
Gained a little weight. You've been treating him rather well, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I don't know the exact weight when he come in to Shelby County Jail, but on the 15th of September, I believe it was, we weighed him, and he weighed 183 pounds.
Johnny, dog me, but sir.
Yes, sir, it is.
And why is that thing?
This is also a security precaution that we have. This phone, you cannot call on the outside. This is an intercommunication phone. And the only place that those people can call off this phone is to my office, to our control room, to the sheriff's office, and Chief Nix's office.
Is Ray allowed to use that phone,
Captain? No, sir. This is only for officers. They make watch calls on this phone.
I understand when you set up where he was to stay, you sealed off a box. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
The outside, the inside. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
When you did that, was it necessary for you to do anything in regard to that, Captain Smith? Ventilation.
Oh, yes, sir. There was an air conditioner put in this block. Without this air conditioner, it would have been extremely difficult for anyone to stay in there. The windows have plates over them. Our doors are sealed. And the only ventilation that they have in this block is this air conditioner.
And that's all. Is that correct, Captain?
This fan runs continuously, circulates that air in there.
Thank you.
sir, you can. That's all. Thank you.
But let me, excuse me, in regard to that, Jackson, have you had anybody come in from the street and identify Ray? It might be a potential witness or anything like that?
No, sir, I have not.
You received any instructions from anybody to have people coming in and looking in?
My instruction from the sheriff, Mr. Dwyer, is no one is to look at these cameras mounted by this department.
Captain, one other thing or two, please, sir. I believe by your last meeting, refresh me if I'm wrong, did Chester come out, were those lights in that cell stronger than these lights in here?
Yes, sir, they were.
A little stronger than the lights?
They registered 9, he's in here about 5.
Oh, man. So those lights in this cell are much brighter than these?
They're, say, 4 or